I'm going to jump right into the sermonette because it's a big one, and it's going to be tackling something that we're so familiar with in our everyday life, and the title will give it away. The title is Origin of the Calendar. Origin of the Calendar. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, is the calendar that we use every day. Day by day, week by week, year by year, month by month. The calendar that we use today is hasn't always been the way it has been. As we know, the holy days that we keep, Passover, Days of Unleavened Bread, Pentecost, so on and so forth, they are on a different calendar, the Hebrew calendar. This calendar, it's different than what we have today, but this calendar underwent some influence during, as we know, the Babylon. When Babylon took over Judah, Israel had already been taken over by Assyria, and then Babylon, which we've been hearing a lot about lately, took over, and Judah and all the Israelites were in captivity. We all know that story. And while they were in captivity, their calendar took on some pagan Babylonian names. I won't go too much into detail with that, but I will say one thing, for instance, and that was their fourth month that they had in their Hebrew calendar, they renamed Tammuz. Now, we already heard about Tammuz and how that's not a good figure in the scripture. And you can find that, of course, in Ezekiel, where they say weeping for Tammuz. But that's just a little tidbit of information that I won't go too much into, because we don't really use the Hebrew calendar in our everyday life. We do have it for our holy days, but the calendar we use today, the Gregorian calendar, you're going to see that it has a lot of influence from Babylon is the original piece of the puzzle that started it all, but a lot of Roman influence. So with that, we're going to start with the months of the year. The months of the year. Here we are, we're in January, right? Well, the name January and February, March, all the months, where do they come from? Well, January is actually named after a Roman god, the Roman god of beginnings and endings, and his name was Janus. And different variations of the name, Januarius. Januarius was his Latin name. But that's what January has to do with. And again, he was the god in their culture, and lowercase g for god, god of beginnings and endings. And how, what a coincidence that is, considering how the world views New Year's. Beginning of a new year. That's kind of where that comes into play. But I'm going to keep going, though, because we got a lot. February, the month February. What about that one? Guess what? Another pagan god, an old Italian god named Februs or Februa. And there is a festival that they celebrated called the Festival of Purification. Thus, the month February means the month of cleansing. Yeah, I didn't know any of this beforehand, but that's crazy that's where these names come from. March, what about that one? Yes, unfortunately, another pagan name. Comes from the Roman god of war, Mars. The god of war in Greek was known as Ares. And since it was March was actually before, like an early Roman society, was originally the new year. And March was the beginning of war. Because during the winter months, nobody wanted to fight and go to war. It was too cold. But March, weather got better, they would go to war. We'll get a little bit more into that later, because, wait, March, the new year? I thought January is the new year. We'll get into that a little bit. April, the month of April. What about that one? Yes, you guessed it. Another one. And this one could be traced back to the goddess Aphrodite, and that's that same temple that was in Corinth, that the church in Corinth was struggling with, the big grand temple of Aphrodite. That's what April was supposed to be tied to that month. And May, what about May? Yes, another pagan god, unfortunately. You could see how all this influence came in. And this one was the god Maya. And that was the goddess of spring and growth in pagan culture. So all these months, it's so far have been from pagan influence. But what about June? Yeah, unfortunately, again, another one. It just keeps going on, I know. It's mind-blowing. These are the months that we celebrate, or not celebrate, but that we follow on our calendar. Oh, tomorrow's June 1st, I gotta go to work. Oh, and then I'm off this day. Yeah, that's the origin. But June comes from Juno, which is the Hera in Greek mythology and Juno in Roman mythology. And she's known as the queen of the gods or the wife of Jupiter, or you could even call her the queen of heaven. I think there's another influence that came into play where Juno went next, but I'm going to save that for the sermon. I think that might be mentioned later. What about July? Finally, it's not named after a pagan god, believe it or not. But it is named after a person. Julius Caesar. July was made in his honor after his death and his assassination in 44 BC. The month was originally called Quintilis. The fifth month? Isn't that off? Yeah, well, we'll get into that. But they renamed it Julius, or then it went into July, in honor of Julius Caesar. And here's the funny thing with Julius Caesar. He's actually kind of the reason why the calendar is the way it is today, the Julian calendar. I'm sure we've all heard of that. We, of course, use the Gregorian calendar, if I'm pronouncing that right. but that's the Julian calendar is what inspired the calendar that we used today. And there's a lot of information behind this, but I'm going to get into that a little bit more. Now, August. We're in the month of August. I'm sure you could figure this one out. Of course, also after a Roman emperor, Augustus Caesar. And here's a little tidbit of information. July has 31 days, correct? Well, Augustus Caesar was so vain, he wanted 31 days too. He didn't want to jump back to 30 days. That's why we have 31 days in July and 31 days in August. It doesn't bounce back because Augustus was vain. Isn't that interesting? And the month was originally called Sextilis, sixth month, but they renamed it August because Augustus Caesar. So now we're on to the next month, September. What about that one? Is that named after a pagan god or a Roman emperor? No, finally, it's not. It means the seventh month of the year. Wait a minute. Here we are again. seventh month of the year. I thought on our calendar, September is the ninth month. What about October, too? Yeah, October is the 10th month. They got their numbers off, don't they, right? That's what it seems like. They're a little bit off. Or, I'm sorry, 8th month. October is the 8th month. In our calendar is the 10th month. And, by the way, I'll just start saying it now. The reason why the calendar, these names were named that, October, November, December, I'm just kind of jumping ahead, December being 10th month, November being 9th month, that they were right that way originally, but that's because the first calendar in Roman culture, in early Roman culture, March was the new year. And they only had 10 months. In fact, there was one point in time where they actually had 10-day weeks. But then that eventually got changed to 7-day weeks, thanks to Constantine. That's just a little side note. But they had 10 months in their calendar, and then it eventually became 12 months. The reason why is they only had 10 months because in winter time it was so dead, they just didn't even have any months for them. They didn't care about winter. They didn't like winter. How funny is that? We in Buffalo, we're not the craziest about our winters, but we get over it. But they hated it so much, they didn't even have a month or anything for it. But then Julius Caesar, to honor his sun gods and all the other gods, decided to throw two more months in front of March, February, and January, and thus became 12 months. But they never changed the names of September, October, November, and December. Now they're off by 2 months. And you would think, in time, someone would have corrected that. They didn't. They're still the same. And how silly does that sound? Here we are, a month ago, we were in December. That's called the 10th month of the year. But guess what? It's not. It's the 12th month, but they never changed the name. So just a little silly piece of history. I'm going to move on to just touch a little note with December. Actually, you know what? I'll save that for the days of the week. Let's get into the days of the week now. So now we're going to move into the first day of the week, which is, of course, Sunday. And that is the easiest one to translate because there really isn't much of a translation. The sun's day. This was an honor of their sun god. And in Latin, it was the god was called Dominica. The day of God. But of course, this was kind of more reference to their sun god. So that one's an easy one. What about Monday, though? Monday also has to do with another god. Monday has to do with the moon god, actually. Luna. The day of Luna. And there's many different translations for all these names. I'm only going to touch up on mention one translation when we get to that day. Just wait for it. Tuesday. What about Tuesday? Now here's where it gets interesting. So it's all been Roman Greek gods. What about Tuesday? Believe it or not, Tuesday. And this is where it gets kind of like, where did this even come from? How did it get tied into it? Well, Babylonian, Roman, beast-powered influence, aka ultimately comes back to Satan, has a way of tying all different pagan religions into society. Tuesday is actually named after the Norse god Tyr or Tyr, and that's spelled T-Y-R. So how did Norse mythology, the Viking, Scandinavian people, how did their religion get into these days of the week? I honestly don't know. That's a mystery. But then again, we've been hearing a lot about Mystery Babylon, have we not? Well, let's see. Let's go on to the next one. Wednesday. This one is weird how they got it, but it's the name of the day is Honor of Wudan, and that could be translated to Odin, another Norse god. What's next? Are they going to be honoring Thor from the Avengers? Actually, yes. Thursday is Thor's Day. But they changed it to Thursday. Just one vowel off. Can you believe this? I can't even make this stuff up. This is all true. Look it up. It's crazy. And like I said, you'd think they would eventually say, hey, we don't even worship these gods anymore. Maybe we should change it. They haven't. It blows my mind personally. All right, let's get into Friday. There we go. This day was in honor of another Norse god. So Friday honors the god, or was in honor of the Norse goddess Frigg, or Frigg. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. It is F-R-I-G-G. But you could see the F-R-I. They kept Friday. That's where that name comes from. So you could see this Roman, Norse, Babylonian, pagan influence in our calendar that we keep today. Even this day, Saturday. Guess what Roman god that honors? Saturn. Saturn, who is also known as, if I'm not mistaken, Kronos in Greek mythology. Oh, and just a very kind of dark note with Kronos. Kronos was not a good god. He was one of the ones that they sacrificed offspring to. Yeah, it's a dark story with that one. But Saturday kind of also came from the name Saturnalia, which is modern day Christmas pretty much. Saturnalia, Saturday. And that's kind of where that comes from. But here's something interesting. There are some languages where this name did not become corrupt, and they kept the original name. In Italian and Spanish, those are two languages where they kept the pure name. And the name of their day for Saturday is Sabato. Sabato. In Spanish, it's Sabado. Sabbath. They got it right. But in every other language, it has been corrupted and influenced by pagan influence. So, crazy, isn't it? That's the calendar that we follow today. It is polluted with pagan influence and a couple of vain Rome emperors. Well, one of them was vain because he did it himself. The other one was kind of in honor of. But that's what we have going on with our calendar today. And pretty messed up, isn't it? And wild when you think about it. So Babylon, its influence from ultimately Satan, has crept into society even deeper than we think. Is it a sin, though, to still follow this calendar? Well, if you're actually taking each day and celebrating those gods, yes, then it's a sin. But if you're just kind of following it day by day because this is just what we do in society, no. As long as you're not worshiping those gods. But we got to keep in mind, though, where this stuff came from. And it's if it could creep into this, just think of what the beast power is going to do in the future. We got to keep our eyes open and be aware.